Forsyth County Family Services says its Head Start program is losing $214,000 in federal funding for the upcoming fiscal year. Bob Fikema is president and CEO of Family Services. He says the budget cuts will mean a loss of four existing classrooms.
What we're having to do is look at closing one of our facilities. We are going to be affected, a loss of a site, and we will probably have to lay off, unfortunately, some staff because we'll have fewer classrooms of our own.
Head Start is a federally funded preschool program designed to meet emotional, social, health, nutritional, and psychological needs of 3 and 4 year olds and their families. The program helps low-income children to be better prepared for school. In Forsyth County, nearly 500 kids participate in the Early Child Development Program. Fikema says the cuts come at a time when the North Carolina General Assembly has already cut pre-K programs by around 40%. On top of that, the State House approved a bill just last month changing the legal definition of an at-risk child. As a result, only half of the 60,000 children currently eligible for pre-K would qualify under the new guidelines. Fikema says despite closing one of its learning centers, the organization has found a way to minimize the impact on families.
What we have been able to do is move some of those classrooms to one of our other facilities and to also open some additional classrooms through our collaboration with the school system. The result is, contrary to many Head Starts around the country, we are neither going to reduce enrollment or reduce the number of days that kids have in the program.
Fikema would not name which Head Start site would close in Forsyth County, but says Family Services will make the announcement in the coming weeks. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.